So our message for today is titled Rediscovering God's Word.
今天信息的题目是重寻神的话语。
Our scripture verse for today is from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. Let's go and read that together.
这周的这个信息的经节是从提摩太后书三章十六节，我们来一起读一下这个经文。圣经都是神所默示的，或作神所默示的圣经，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So I want you to hold on to this verse. We're going to come back to it at the end, but it's really key to our view of the Bible.
让我们记得这段经文，我们之后会回到这一段经文，非常的重要。
So, let's talk about the reading of God's Word.
首先我们来看一下神话语的研读。
We start with a story from the Old Testament that many of you may be familiar with.
我们先来看一下在旧约圣经当中的一个故事，我们大家可能会比较熟悉。
So, I'll just go ahead and read through the verses first in English, and then we can go ahead in Mandarin.
先来从读一下这个经节，先读英文的。
Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 years. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still young, he began to seek the God of his father David.
约西亚登基的时候年8岁，在耶路撒冷作王31年，他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他祖大卫所行的，不偏左右。他作王第8年，尚且年幼，就寻求他祖大卫的神。
So this is about a very young man, Josiah. He becomes the king of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, at the age of 8.
当时约西亚他是一位非常年轻的王，他从他8岁的时候就成为犹大的王。
And at the age of 16, the Bible tells us that he wanted to learn more about God.
当他16岁的时候，圣经当中说他非常想要了解神。
Now, if you remember the history of Israel and Judah at this time, unfortunately, many of their kings actually turned away from God.
如果你们大家有印象的话，在那个时候的耶路撒冷、以色列和犹大，很多人都已经远离神了。
But Josiah was different.
但是约西亚是非常不同的。
He actually wanted to know more about God.
他非常想要更加了解神。
In the 18th year of Josiah's reign, to purify the land and the temple, he sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah.And Maaseiah, the ruler of the city, with Joah, son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the temple of the Lord his God.
约西亚王18年，进地进殿之后，就差遣亚撒利亚的儿子沙番、巴宰、马西亚、约哈斯的儿子史官约雅去修理耶和华他神的殿。
While they were bringing out the money that had been taken into the temple of the Lord, Hilkiah, the priest, found the book of the law of the Lord that had been given through Moses.
他们将奉到耶和华殿的银子运出来的时候，祭司希勒家偶然得到了摩西所传耶和华的律法书。
So there are a few key things that we learn from these passages.
所以有几点我们可以从这几个经节当中得到。
The first is that the temple in Jerusalem had basically fallen into disrepair.
首先这个在耶路撒冷的这个圣殿就已经很久没有被使用。
This tells us, unfortunately, about the Israelites' neglect of God. They forgot about him and they kind of neglected His temple.
这可以告诉我们当时以色列人已经已经远离神，已经不记得了，也没有再使用这个圣殿。
But even worse, they basically had lost their Bible. They had lost the scriptures that they had from God.
甚至他们已经遗失了这个律法书，遗失了从神得来的律法。
And as shown here in the picture, it would have been some kind of scroll like the priest is holding here.
像这律法书应该是像这个图片当中展示的像一书。
But the scroll had been missing for many years.
但是这个书卷却已经遗失了很久，消失了很长时间。
So the high priest reads what's on the scroll to King Josiah.And the Bible says, when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes.
所以当时的祭司就读了这个律法书上的内容，向约书亚读了这个内容。这时候王听见律法上的话，就撕裂了衣服。
Now, one thing that's important to understand is for the Jews, when they tear their clothes, that's a visible symbol of being very, very upset, being very distressed.
对犹太人来说，撕裂他们的衣服其实是非常种痛苦、非常沮丧的一种表现。
So King Josiah is very, very upset when he hears what is written on these scrolls, the book of the law.
约西亚听到神的话语，这个律法书上所写的时候，他感到非常的痛苦和沮丧。
And immediately you wonder, why is he so upset?
你会想要问说为什么他会这么的痛苦。
Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the remnant in Israel and Judah about what is written in this book that has been found. Great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord.They have not acted in accordance with all that is written in this book.
你们去为我，为以色列和犹大剩下的人，以这书上的话求问耶和华，因我们列祖没有遵守耶和华的言语，没有照这书上所记的去行，耶和华的烈怒就倒在我们身上。
So this is why King Josiah is so upset.
这就是为什么约西亚感到非常的沮丧、痛苦。
Because when he hears the word of the Lord and he hears the commands that God has given, he is forced to realize that the kingdom, the Jews, have not been obeying God at all.
所以当约西亚他听到这个神的话，神所下的指令的时候，他意识到以色列人他是多么的没有顺服神。
He even says, great is the Lord's anger that is poured out on us.
他说到耶和华的烈怒就倒在了我们身上。
He is distraught. He's upset because he knows that because of their disobedience, that God is angry with Israel.
所以他知道就是因为以色列人他们不顺服神所以神才会那么的愤怒。
But he did not know this until he heard the words of the law.
在他没有听到这个律法书上面写的律法的时候，他并没有意识到这一点。
Then the king called together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the temple of the Lord with the men of Judah, the people of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people from the least to the greatest.He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the temple of the Lord.
王差遣人招聚犹大和耶路撒冷的众长老来，王和犹大众人与耶路撒冷的居民与祭司利未人以及所有的百姓，无论大小，都一同上到耶和华的殿。王就把殿里所得的约书念给他们听。
The king stood by his pillar and renewed the covenant in the presence of the Lord, to follow the Lord and keep his commands, regulations, and decrees with all his heart and all his soul, and to obey the words of the covenant written in this book.
王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。
So what King Josiah does here is really remarkable.
所以约西亚在这里所做的是非常了不起的。
Because he wants all the people to know what he has just learned from God's word.
他想要让所有当时所有的人都知道，这个律法书上所写的。
He wants them all to rediscover God's word together.
他想要他们以色列所有人都来重新寻找，重新来读神的话语。
He wants them as a nation together to remember and relearn what God had previously told them.
他想要把大家聚在一起，像是变成一个国度，来一同，重新的来研读，神的话。
And the Bible tells us they renewed the covenant. The covenant is a promise. So they made a new promise to God to actually listen to what he told them and to do what he says.
所以他就要求当时的人们就是重新，立约，与神立约来，遵行神的诫命。
And so we see from this,How much Josiah truly did love God.
所以从这一点来可以看出约西亚是多么的爱神。
And how he wanted the whole nation to love God as well.
他想要整个国家来一同爱神。
So that was rediscovering God's word. Now let's look at the power of God's word.
刚才我们看到重新来读神的话语，然后现在我们来看神话语的大能。
Then he had everyone in Jerusalem and Benjamin pledge themselves to it. The people of Jerusalem did this in accordance with the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah removed all the detestable idols from all the territory belonging to the Israelites, and he had all who were present in Israel serve the Lord their God. As long as he lived,They did not fail to follow the Lord, the God of their fathers.
又使住耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都服从这约，于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵行他们列祖之神的约。约西亚从以色列各处将一切可赠之物尽都除掉，使以色列境内的人都侍奉耶和华他们的神。约西亚在世的日子就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，从不离开。
So,In the time that God's word had been lost and forgotten, the Israelites had not stopped worshiping, they just stopped worshiping God. They worshiped idols instead.
在那段时间，在那很长的一段时间，以色列人他们忘记了神，远离了神，但他们并没有停止敬拜，只不过他们敬拜的不是神，而是偶像。
And what the Bible tells us,that happened next is truly amazing because once King Josiah read the words of God to all the people, they actually did follow through on their promise and they started actually getting rid of the idols that they had been worshiping.
所以当时通过神的话语真的是非常的了不起。他因约书亚读了神的话语之后，人们就改不再远离了偶像，而是重新回到神来敬拜神。
Now, we may not think that's a big deal today, but that was a big deal.
我们可能觉得这并不是一件很了不起的事，但是这确实是很不容易的一件事情。
That's not a simple thing for all the people.To suddenly stop worshiping these idols and turn around and destroy them.
这是非常难的一件事情，就是突然之间让所有的人都远离他们的偶像而回到神。
Perhaps the best way for us to kind of understand this today is to think about addictions.
比较让我们能够理解的话，就是通过用上瘾来对药物的成瘾来形容。
We've heard about the difficulties of people being addicted to drugs.
我们可能会听到，就是很多人他们会对药物会成瘾。
Or addicted to smoking.
或者是对吸烟有成瘾。
Or something that may be more relatable for all of us, being addicted to certain foods.
或是对可能跟我们有一些我们之间一些人相关，就是对一些食物成瘾。
Imagine God commanding you to give up your favorite food forever.
想象一下，如果神会给你最喜欢的食物，不断的供应给你。
No more chocolate.
就不再给你最喜欢的食物，比如说你巧克力。
Or no more roast duck.
或者是没有烤鸭。
I think we start understanding what it meant for the Israelites.To go around and destroy these idols.
那我们就能想象当时以色列人他们要销毁所有的偶像是多么难的事情。
That's a real change, a transformation that takes place in these people.
这对当时人来说是非常大的一个改变。
And that's the power of God.
这是神的能力才能够做到的。
That's also the power of God's word.
这也是神的话语的大能做到的。
God's word has the power to transform or change people.
神的话语有改变人的能力。
And one thing that every single person struggles with is idols.
每个人都会有偶像这样的一个都会有拜偶像的。
Our idols don't necessarily look like this.
我们的偶像不一定像这图片中那样。
And our idols are not necessarily set on the top of high hills or mountains.
我们会拜的偶像并不是那种那些会像在山上所立的那种雕像。
But we have them.
但是我们每个人都有。
Our idols can be money.
我们的偶像可能是金钱。
Our idols can be power.
可能是权力。
Our idols can be pride.
也可能是骄傲。
We all have idols.
我们都会有偶像。
But it's through the power of God's word that we can be changed to turn around and destroy those idols.
但是通过神话语的能力，我们可以改变，使我们远离偶像。
And that's the key transformation, changing from disobedience to God to obedience to God.
这也是从对神的不顺服改变成对神的顺服。
We have a visitor for our worship service this morning.
有一个蜥蜴在这小蜥蜴。
Don't worry, it doesn't bite.
蜥蜴很小没事儿。
So,God's word tells us more about this power that God's word actually has.
在圣经当中会讲到了有神的话语，它的力量是什么样子的。
And actually it's more than just God's word.
而且不仅仅是神的力量，神的话语。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 says, Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
以弗所书六章十一节说到要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And specifically in verse 17 it says, Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit which is the word of God.
六章十七节写到，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So people have preached whole sermons about the armor of God. We're not going to do that today.
说到神的全副军装，可以讲整个，可以讲到整个变成一个很完整的信息。但今天我们不会讲这么多。
I do, however, encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 6.In particular, read verses 10 through 18 that talk about the armor of God.
但我鼓励你们大家去读一下以弗所书六章十节到十八节讲到这个神的全副装备。
There are very important things that are talked about in this passage.
有在这几个经节当中提到非常重要的几点。
Salvation.
救恩。
Faith.
信心。
Righteousness.
义。
Truth.
真理。
The gospel of peace. Or the gospel.
这福音。
And the one we're going to focus on today, the sword of the Spirit.
最后就是今天我们要讲到的就是圣灵的宝剑。
Which is the word of God.
也就是神的话语。
And the important thing for us to remember about the armor of God, all those things that are listed, is every single person needs those things so they can take their stand against the devil's schemes.
这里重要的就是我们要带上神的装备，使我们能够与魔鬼作战。
The Bible always reminds us that we have an enemy.
圣经一直都提醒我们说我们有敌人。
And that enemy is the devil.
而这个敌人就是魔鬼。
The devil wants to tempt us and lead us to do that which is evil.
魔鬼时刻都会诱惑我们，让我们去做邪恶坏恶的事。
You resist with the full armor of God.
用抵抗魔鬼的方式就是要穿上神的全副军装。
Part of that is the sword, which is God's word.
这个全副装备的一部分就是这个宝剑，也就是神的话语。
So, one thing that it's important to think about when we call the Word of God a sword is to think about what do you actually do with a sword?
这里讲到神的话语就是宝剑，我们可以想到为什么要用宝剑。
How do you use it?
你如何使用它？
You actually use it to both defend and attack.
我们可以用宝剑来抵御并且进攻。
This is how we should use God's word, the Bible.
这也是我们应该如何来使用圣经。
Use it to defend against Satan and also to attack.
我们要用圣经来抵御并进攻这个魔鬼。
And we see an example of Jesus doing exactly that in the book of Matthew.
在马太福音当中我们可以看到耶稣是如何用这个宝剑来进攻和抵御的。
We won't go into that today. If you're interested, I suggest you read through the book of Matthew and see how Jesus himself uses the word of God.
今天我们不会读到这个马太福音这一部分，但是我希望你们回去可以来读一读。
So, how can we use the Word of God?
所以说我们应该如何来使用这个神的话语呢？
Well, if we're going to use it, we need to read it.
我们要在使用之前要首先要去读它。
God does not mean for us to pick up our Bibles and just throw them at the devil.
神并没有让我们只是拿起这个圣经然后扔向魔鬼。
You actually need to open it and read it.
而神是希望你能够打开它并且读它。
But not just read it, you need to understand what it says.
不仅仅是读，而且要去理解。
Need to study the Bible.
你要学习圣经。
So, sometimes people see that as something very intimidating.
有些时候这个有很多人会觉得读圣经非常的痛苦。
The Bible is very complicated. It's hard to understand.
这个圣经太复杂了，很难去理解。
That's true for some parts.
有些部分的确是比较难读。
Other parts not necessarily.
但是并不是所有。
Also, there's a lot of help that's available to help all of us understand how to read the Bible.
而且我们有很多的资源可以利用、来帮助我们。
In youth group on Fridays, we've been going through a video series titled How to Read the Bible.
在青年团契当中我们、有通过一系列的视频来学习如何读圣经。
And one of the things it points out is that a large majority of what's in the Bible are stories.
很重要的是我们读到圣经的很多部分它是通过故事的形式。
God communicates a lot to us through stories in the Bible.
圣经很多地方、神都通过预言、故事来、传递他信息。
Jesus did a lot of that in his ministry.
耶稣就在他的很多的、讲道当中用到了这个故事。
And sometimes the stories can be a little confusing, but with help and with study, we can understand them.
当中有一些寓言故事可能会比较难理解，但是我们都可以通过一些帮助、来去、理解它。
So don't panic about reading the Bible and studying the Bible.
所以不要、害怕就是会圣经当中一些很难理解的地方而去 不去读它。
But if you need help, ask for help.
如果你需要帮助的话，那你就去、去找能够帮助你的。
Look for a Bible study group.
你可以去寻找、比如说像、读经的团契。
Ask a Christian friend.
可以去问一下你基督徒的朋友。
Try Sunday school.
或者来参加这个周日、读经、查经。
And of course, there are many books and items online to help with understanding the Bible.
还有很多书，还有一些网上的内容可以帮助你。
So I like this item that I found on the internet. Just keep calm and read the Bible.
这个图片就是我看到网上面写说，就是要保持冷静，然后读圣经。
So there's a lot of stuff in the Bible, right?
所以很多圣经有很多内容。
66 different books.
一共有66本书。
So right away, many people look at that and they're intimidated. That's too much. I can't read all that.
所以很多人看到这里就觉得说我不能把整本圣经读下来，内容太多了。
Well, no one's asking you to read the whole Bible in a day.
没有人让你、去把一本圣经读下来在一天的时间里面。
But if you really want to learn how to use the sword that is the Bible, you need to read the whole thing.
但是如果你要使用神的话语来作为宝剑的话、我们首先就要把这个圣经读下来。
There are no shortcuts.
没有捷径。
When Josiah read the scroll to all the people, he read the whole thing.
当约西亚、在向人们读神的话语的时候，他把所有这个律法书上的内容都读了出来。
So when we have our lunches here on Sundays, I know that sometimes people might go through and just pick out the food that you like, right? Some food you leave, other food, oh, I like that, so I'll take that. But I'll only pick the ones I like.
就像每个周日这里的我们会提供的午餐的时候，很多有些人会去挑挑拣拣，说哪些东西是他们喜欢，哪些东西是他们不喜欢吃的。
It's very easy to do that reading the Bible.
读圣经的话也会非常容易，像这样子就是、挑选自己所喜欢的。
I'll read the parts I like.
我只读我想读的那一部分。
And I'll skip the other parts.
其他部分我就不读了。
That is not a good idea.
这并不是一个好的主意。
And then you will not be able to use the full power of God's word.
这样的话你就没有办法使用、神的话语的能力。
But again, there's help available.
同样我们还有很多资源可以很多来帮助我们。
There are many different plans or schedules to help people read through the whole Bible.
有很多这个读经的计划你可以去、来读这个圣经。
Some are a daily schedule. You read a little bit of the Bible every single day.
有些是、你可以每天他们会要求你来读一点点圣经一些 几节，每天读几节。
Some of the more popular ones are one-year plans. For some reason, we've decided you got to get it done in a year.
还有一些比较受欢迎的计划，就是如何在一年当中把整本圣经读下来。
I personally think that you need to read through the Bible at the speed that works best for you.
我认为，每个人读圣经都应该按照他们自己的一个步骤，时间计划。
It's not about how quickly you can read through it. It's not a contest, but it's about reading the whole thing and understanding as much as you can.
这个并不是一个竞赛，比谁能够读圣经读得最快，而是如何能够更好的把整本圣经读下来，并且理解它。
And the other thing I worry about with schedules is if you set a schedule and decide, I've got to do this every single day, there's a potential problem with that.
我担心的是如果说你如果是有一个这样的计划来迫使你每天都要去读这个圣经，每天要读多少，
And the problem is, if you start thinking about it as something you have to do.
你就会觉得说这件事情好像是我必须做的。
So, one of my favorite movies, and my family's probably sick of this one, is Field of Dreams.
这里有部电影是我非常喜欢的，叫的 Field of Dreams.
Don't worry about it. it's a movie about basically dead ball players that come back to life.
As ghosts. 这部电影讲的就是已经去世的一群棒球选手，他们复活又重新参加这个比赛。
But the heart of the story is really about fathers and sons just playing ball together.
其实这部电影最重要的一个内容其实是讲的是父亲与他孩子之间一起打棒球的这样一个过程。
And about the joy those memories can bring.
和这个在这个过程当中所能够带来的快乐。
But in the movie, the main character talks about the fact that when he was young, his father forced him to play baseball all the time.
这个电影中的主角他有一直抱怨说他从小就被他的父亲强迫去打棒球。
And so something that was supposed to be fun wasn't fun for him anymore.
在其过程当中其实应该是很快乐很开心的一件事情，但是对他来说却不是。
In the movie, the main character says, playing catch became like taking out the garbage or eating vegetables, something that you had to do.
这里主角就说到每天这样子练习抛接球就像是倒垃圾和吃蔬菜一样，已经不再那么不是一件开心的事了。
And so we want to be careful to not turn reading the Bible into something like that.
所以同样的我们不希望将读圣经变成这个是这样子被迫的一件事情。
We don't want to end up like the kid in the picture.
我们不想像这个孩子在这个照片当中的孩子那样。
Yeah, I know I'm supposed to read the Bible today. It's my duty. I have to do it, but I don't want to do it because I'm tired of it.
我不希望你变成就是啊我今天好像要读圣经了这是我每天必须做的，我好，很不喜欢。
So in the movie, the main character actually gets to see his father again as one of the ball players who has come back.
电影中的主角其实他后来与他死去的父亲，又重逢了，他们又开始玩起了这个。
And the dramatic moment in the movie is when he asks his father, you want to play some catch?
在这个非常经典的一个桥段就是这个主角他问他的父亲说你想不想玩抛接球。
And that's particularly touching for me because that's what I used to do with my father.
对我来说非常的很触动我，因为这曾经是我和我父亲做的事情。
May not make much sense if you're from China, but for an American kid, it makes sense.
也许你如果从从小在中国长大的话不太理解，但是对美国孩子来说，这是小时候都会做的事情。
But the change that happens is he no longer thinks of playing catch with his father as something he has to do, but instead it's something that he wants to do.
所以在这里他他想玩，他玩这个抛接球不再是他被迫，而是他真的自己想要这么做。
And it's symbolic of them restoring their broken relationship, and it's now healed.
这也是他们这对父子之间的感情一个修复的一个象征。
And that's what God wants for us.
这也是神想要我们做到的。
He wants us to read the Bible, but not because we think we have to.But because we want to.
所以神想要我们来读圣经，并不是希望我们被要求这么做，而是希望我们真的自己出于自愿想要这么做。
And so, if a daily schedule works for you and works for your children, that's great. But make sure that you're bringing the right attitude.
如果说每天都要去读圣经是对于你和你孩子来说你们都觉得没问题的话这最好，但是希望就是说不要把这件事情变成一件强迫的。
Because if you start reading the Bible only because you think you have to, you'll start losing some of that power.
如果说你某一天你发现读圣经是一件你觉得被强迫的事情的话，你就会这件事情就对你来说没有很失去它的意义。
One way I think we can have a right attitude about reading the Bible is to understand better what is in the Bible.
我觉得对读圣经有一个非常好的态度，就是说我们要去知道圣经到底它讲了什么。
One of the biggest mistakes I think both Christians and non-Christians make is they think that the Bible is just this big list of rules.
对于一些基督徒和甚至一些非基督徒来说，一个错误的观念就是好像圣经仅仅是一系列的规则。
And in particular, people think the Bible is this big list of rules telling me how not to have fun.
甚至有些人说这个圣经它就是一长串的规则来告诉我不要让我不能很享受快乐。
It's kind of like I was mentioning before. Oh, you like to eat chocolate? Well, there's a rule in the Bible that says don't eat chocolate.
就像我刚才说的，好像这里有很多巧克力，但是圣经告诉你，你就是不能吃巧克力。
Or if you're like me, you like roast duck? Oh, there's a rule in the Bible that says don't eat roast duck.
像是我非常喜欢吃烤鸭，但是你告诉我说圣经就是上面写着说我就是不能吃烤鸭。
It's just a big rule book to tell you how to make your life miserable because that's what God wants for you.
这个圣经好像是就是它的内容就是一系列的规则告诉你你不能做这些不能做那些。
That's not what the Bible is.
这并不是圣经所要告诉我们的。
One of the primary things the Bible is it tells us about who God is and it tells us how beautiful God is.
很重要一点是圣经是要告诉我们到底神是谁还有他的它的益处。
It's the story of God to help us fall in love with God.
这圣经是讲到了一个故事，能够让我们能够爱上神。
The Bible also tells us about ourselves and who we are.
圣经也告诉我们，也讲到了我们和我们的罪。
And it tells us that we're sinners and that our relationship with God.Is broken unless we get help.
圣经告诉我们，我们都是罪人，我们和神之间的关系，需要修复。
But it also tells us how to fix that relationship so that our relationship with God can be restored.
他也告诉我们，我们该如何与神修复这个关系，
Just like the father and the son in the movie.
就像是那部电影当中那个父亲和主角之间，修复他们之间的父子关系。
And the Bible tells us how to love God and how to love others.
圣经也告诉我们我们该如何爱神和爱其他爱他人。
I hope you would agree that's a lot more than just a rule book.
希望你们能够也能够同意我说觉得说这个圣经它不仅仅是一系列的规则。
And it doesn't exist to make us unhappy.
它并不是让我们停止享乐。
Instead, the Bible is a gift to us from God so that our lives can be better and that they can be filled with His joy and His happiness.
圣经是神给我们的礼物，是让我们能够更好地享受生活，去享受这个生命，是神给我们的祝福。
My hope is that once you understand that, you might have a little more desire on your own.To read the Bible.
希望我们能够当我们了解了这个圣经的的内容，想要告诉我们什么的时候，我们能够更加想要去读它。
Now let's talk about how to use God's word.
我们最后来讲一下神话语的应用。
So I talked before about the fact that the Bible says.The word of God is a sword.
我们前面讲到说神话语就像是一个宝，可以用像宝剑。
And I talked about how you use a sword to both defend and attack.
我们也说到用宝剑可以同时进攻和抵御。
I think it's time to update that a little bit.
我们可以用一个新的例子来。
Instead of talking about a sword, now you need to talk about a lightsaber.
我们用宝剑，我们现在可以用这个星战当中的光剑来做一个类比。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在的行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
So we are reminded here that a sword or a lightsaber does not do you any good if you do not actually use it.
所以我们要记得，当我们如果我们不使用这个宝剑或者是光剑的话，就没有它的用处，就不能得到使用。
And we actually see this depicted in the Star Wars movies.
我们可以看到在这个星球大战这个电影当中，就是对这个光剑的这个使用。
If you don't turn it on, doesn't do you any good.
如果你不把这个光剑打开的话，你就不能使用它。
But more than that, the hero of the story, Luke, needs to learn how to actually use it properly.
所以在电影当中，这个主角Luke 他就是要学习如何使用这个光剑。
He needs to be taught.
他需要被教导说如何使用它。
This is why we need to actually read the Bible.
所以这就是为什么我们要去读神的话语。
And understand it.
并且理解它。
And then we will know how to use it properly.
这样的话我们才能知道如何能够正确的使用神的话语。
And as I mentioned before, God's word can be used for both defense, to guard against an attack, and to attack.
就像我们之前说的，这个宝剑可以用来同时作为防御，也可以用来进攻。
So I think this is actually a good analogy for God's word.
所以我觉得这是一个很好的一个类比。
If you do not use it, If you lower your defense, if you refuse to use it to attack evil, then it does you no good.
如果你并 不把它开启，不并不使用它的话，你就这个宝剑就没有什么意义对你来说。
And as it says from the Bible, using it means doing what the Bible says to do.
在圣经当中说到所谓使用这个宝剑，就是要把这个圣经所说的要行出来。
If you read the Bible and you understand, oh, God says I should do this and I should do that, and then you just decide, no, I'm not going to do that, then you might as well not have it at all.
如果你读了圣经，也理解了圣经，但是没有行出来的话，那其实这个并没有真正的使用到神的话语。
You might as well just turn it off.
对你来说，其实把这个宝关掉更。
Now, in one of the movies, the hero, Luke, at one point, he actually throws his lightsaber away.
电影当中 ,Luke 在有一个情节当中，他其实扔掉他手中的宝剑，光剑。
And what you see in the movie is, once he does that, he has actually absolutely no defense at all.
在电影当中，你看到他扔掉他这个宝剑之后，这使他无力抵抗这个他的敌人。
He's attacked by the evil emperor and can do nothing.
他当时就被这个邪恶皇帝打败了，他没有办法做任何抵抗。
This is what many people do when they do not read the Bible.
这也是很多人他们不读圣经会造成的后果。
Or they do not study it.
或者他们没有去真的去理解学习圣经。
Or they do not take the time to learn it.
他们没有花精力花时间去读理解。
Or do they do not choose to obey what God says to do.
或者他们没有选择去服从圣经中所说的。
You might as well throw away your lightsaber because you have no defense.
那你还不如把你手中的光剑扔掉，因为它对你来说也没有什么用。
So, unfortunately, there's a growing sentiment or idea even in the church that we shouldn't worry about the Bible so much.
很不幸的是，现在有一些观点，出来说我们不应该那么重视圣经。
This is a quote from a very famous pastor. He's head of a really big church. I think it's down in Georgia.
这个图片当中的这个正在讲话的人是一个非常有名的牧师，他带领是在乔治亚州一个非常大的一个教会。
I would tell pastors to get the spotlight off the Bible and back on the resurrection.
他说我会告诉牧师们，不要再那么重视这个圣经，而是要把这个精力放在复活这件事情上。
What he's getting at is just help people believe in Jesus, and that's enough.
他在这里说到的是，其实让人们去相信耶稣就够了。
Don't worry about getting people to believe the Bible is true.
不要花很多的精力让人们相信这个圣经上面所说的都是真的。
Because it's too hard.
因为这太难了。
There are too many people that don't want to take the time to read the Bible.
因为太多人都不想花时间和精力去读圣经。
And there are too many unbelievers who just will not believe that the Bible is true.
有很多这个年轻的信徒，他们不相信圣经上所说的所有都是真的。
So don't spend your effort there.
所以就不要花这个精力去做这件事情。
Spend it on Jesus instead.
而是把着重放在耶稣身上。
Jesus is all you need.
耶稣是你
well,
就够了。
I don't agree.
但我并不同意这点。
So, what we see is something that's pretty typical throughout history, where evil, the devil, wants to divide.
这点其实在这个圣经当中告诉，在历史上面非常的常见，就是魔鬼希望我们分别，分裂哦。
So, What's going on here is an attempt to separate believing in Jesus from believing in the Bible. And the message being given out in more and more churches now is, all you need to do is believe in Jesus. Don't worry about believing in the Bible.
这里就是好像就是让我们分裂，然后就是不要在相信耶稣和相信这个圣经当中去做选择。
But God tells us we need both.
但是神告诉我们，这两者我们都需要。
We need to believe in both Jesus and the Bible.
我们需要同时相信耶稣和圣经。
You can't separate the two.
这两者是不可以分离开来的。
So, unfortunately, there are many people, Christians included, who will turn to other things than the Bible for truth.
一些人们会通过一些甚至一些基督徒会通过一些其他的途径来回答一些问他们关于他们人生的问题。
And as I mentioned before, you need either a sword or a lightsaber to both defend against and attack evil.
像我说的，我们需要要有一个宝剑来帮我们抵御和进攻魔鬼。
So how do you do that without the Bible?
那如果我们没有这个圣经的话，我们怎么办呢？
People do give different answers.
人们会有不同的答案。
Some will argue, hey, education is all you need.
有些人会说教育可以提供给你答案。
Get that college degree, you'll have everything you need to defend yourself against the attacks of Satan.
当你有一个大学学历的时候，你就有能力来抵御撒旦。
Science and technology are all you need. As long as we have science and technology, we will be able to defend ourselves against evil.
有些人会觉得说科学技术是可以帮助我们来抵御撒旦。
Some say philosophy is the answer. If I have the right philosophy, I will be able to defend against evil.
有些人会说是哲学是可以给我们答案的。
Some will take refuge in culture. If I go back to traditional ways, then I will be safe from evil.
有些人会说是文化，回到一些传统的文化所教我们的，我们就可以来抵御撒旦。
Everything we see from history and from experience tells us these things are not true.
从历史上和我们的经验上都可以告诉我们说这些都不是真的。
You're not going to find the answers without the Bible.
没有圣经你没有办法找到答案。
And you cannot fully defend yourself from evil and attack evil without God's word.
而且没有神的话语，你也没有办法完全的来抵御和向撒旦进攻。
You may manage to have a little bit of success.
你也许会得到一些，偶尔会得到一些成功。
But in the end, you will lose.
但是最终你会被打败。
And you'll be just like Luke, throwing his lightsaber away and then being attacked.
你就像这个星战这个 Luke 一样，抛掉手中的宝剑，然后无力抵抗。
But one big thing to remember and understand is God wants more than for people to just be saved. He wants more than for you to just believe in Jesus.
这里我们要知道，神不仅仅是希望我们被我们得救，也不仅仅是希望我们能够找到答案。
And he wants more than for us to just find the answers to our current problems.
他不仅仅是希望我们要能够解决我们现在遇到的问题。
He wants us to be changed.
他希望我们改变。
And only the Bible will do that.
只有圣经才能够使我们改变。
The Bible together with faith in Jesus.
圣经和我们在主耶稣里的信心能够使我们改变。
When you get a chance, read Romans chapter 12, verse 2, because it talks about this.
如果你有机会的话，读一下罗马书的十二章二节。
Don't be like the world, but instead be changed.
不要和这个世界一样，相反你要改变。
Just like the Israelites were.
就像当时的以色列人一样。
So if you remember, God's word is rediscovered and then read to all the people.
如果你记得我们第一个讲的那个故事当中，就是读神的话语，重新来读神的话语。
And this results in a remarkable change in their lives where they start destroying the idols.
这个结果就导致非常，是一个非常神奇的一个奇迹，就是人们都纷纷的把他们的偶像给销毁。
God's word has that same power to change you and I.
神的话语有同样的能力能够改变我们。
So read the Bible.
所以读圣经。
Understand it as much as you can.
尽你的能力来理解它。
And then do what it says.
并且把它行出来。
What are the key things the Bible says to do?
当中圣经当中有一点提到的就是
Love God.
爱神。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱你的邻居如爱你自己。
Believe that what God says is true.
然后相信神说的是真的。
Have the mind of Christ. Know what Jesus likes and dislikes.
能够了解什么是耶稣所喜爱和不喜悦的。
Love the things that God loves. Reject the things that God rejects.
爱神所爱的，也拒绝神所拒绝的。
And then you will be changed.
然后你就会被改变。
But you can't know those things without reading the Bible.
然而你没有办法知道这些，如果你不读圣经的话。
I liked this quote, so I copied it. Perhaps once people knew how to read the Bible well, they could also begin to more joyously live it.
这是我很喜欢的一个引用的句子，他讲到说，如果人们知道怎么样能够去好好的读圣经，他们就会更加的享受生命。
Many people ask, how come now that I'm a Christian, I'm still not happy? I still don't have joy in my life.
有些人会问，我是一个基督徒，但是我仍然没有得到很多的喜乐。
My answer would be a question. Are you reading your Bible?
我的回答是，我回答就会是问他们说，你有没有去读圣经？
And are you taking the time to read it well?
你有没有花时间去好好的读？
It might help.
这也许能够帮助你。
So, our main purpose here on earth is to bring glory to God.
我们作为基督徒在这个世界上的一个意义就是要来荣耀神。
Not just to be saved.
而不仅仅是得救。
Long time ago, someone asked me, how come Christians don't just believe in Jesus, get saved, and then God immediately takes them to heaven?
曾经有人问我说为什么基督徒不是就是选择决定说要相信神之后就被神带走去进入天堂。
That's a reasonable question if it's all about you and only about you.
这个问题就是如果说这个不是仅仅是因
But it's about God.
相信神并不仅仅是你自己的事情，不仅仅是只关于你自己，而是关于神。
And it's about us bringing glory to God.
是关于我们如何能够荣耀神。
And to do that fully, we need God's word.
能够做到这一点，我们需要读神的话语。
So let's go back to our original verse.
让我们来回到我们这个信息的经节。
Let's read it again.
让我们一起来读。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，或作凡神所默示的圣经，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
So do you believe this is true?
所以你相不相你相信这里所提到的
Do you believe that the Bible is God's word?
你相信圣经就是神的话语吗
Do you believe that it is useful for all those things?
你相信这个神的话语是有用的吗
Will you make a commitment to reading God's word?
你会承诺来读并且顺服神的话语
To studying God's word
去学习神的话语
All of it
所有他所有的话
And to obeying God's word
最终服从他所说的
If you will
如果你愿意的话
With the power of the Spirit
通过圣灵的能力
Your life will be changed
你的生命会改变。